San Pierre Lumumba here at the Maasai Lodge in Ongatarongai in Kajiado County in the Rift Valley of the Republic of Kenya. And we continue discussions about the continent of Africa. And today we focus on a country that is unique, in the sense that when the French colonizers went into the country in the year 1830, they did not create a colony. They actually said that Algeria will be a territory of France. And when the Constitution of France was promulgated in the year 1848, it actually said that Algeria was a territory of France. This was unique because one of the things that subsequently happened in this direction is that an Algerian could become a French man or a French woman if they renounced Sharia law. That is the unique characterization of the country that we know as Algeria. And it continued under French tutelage throughout the wars, the World War I, the World War II, and Algerians were involved in these wars as Frenchmen. The tragedy, of course, started happening in the early days when the struggle for independence started in earnest. And the Algerians, like any other colonized peoples, had the feeling of regaining their independence, and they started agitating. And that agitation saw the emergence of different factions within Algeria herself. But the drive for independence did take a turn in the 1950s. And it is in the 1950s, during the premiership of Mendes, that when an attempt was made to free Algeria, Mendes actually came out and said, Algeria is a territory of France and it can never be otherwise. The then Minister for Justice, François Mitterrand, also did issue a statement that that was indeed the case. And a group of Frenchmen had actually been transported to live in Algeria called the Pied Noir. Pied Noir meaning black foot, were soldiers and individuals, some not necessarily soldiers, who went into the territory of Algeria as if it was a territory of France. But the agitation did not stop. A number of events took place with individuals in the army mounting activities designed to drive away the French, but many of these failed. But they were energized by the activities towards independence that were taking place in the neighborhood, such as in Morocco and in Tunisia, and even the agitation in Egypt against the British. These energizations saw the emergence of individuals within the territory of Algeria who are working from within, and those who are working from outside, such as the most iconic of that period, Ahmed Ben Bella, who was in Egypt at one time and also spent some time in Tunisia. The decision to struggle for independence was then given impetus in 1956 through the Suman Conference, which was held, and the leaders said that we were going to ensure that Algeria regained our independence. There were many wars at that time, but the most iconic war was the 1954 to 1961, the War of Algiers. This was a war that saw the Algerians mounting war against the French government. But it was not easy because the French, in many ways, could not be defeated by what was fundamentally a ragtag Algerian army. The Front Libération Nationale then emerged at that time, as the conduit via which the war would be articulated and prosecuted. And something very interesting was happening in France at that time. Charles de Gaulle, who had been a war hero, was outside of government. And there were those within France itself and also within Algeria who are now asking that Charles de Gaulle comes back. And when Charles de Gaulle came back in 1958 to lead what was then known as the Fifth French Republic, he too took the view that Algeria was a part of France and would remain a part of France. And many are the wars and many were the attempts to ensure that Algeria did not break away from France. And when Charles de Gaulle, at that time, confronted by demands for independence in different territories of France, such as Senegal, La Côte d'Ivoire, and indeed Mali and other places, reads the signs of the times, and they agree that independence would be granted. And in the year 1962, exactly 132 years from the day that the French entered Algeria, independence is granted to Algeria with Ahmed Ben Bella as the leader of Algeria. He ends up being the president from the year 1963. But it's important to backpedal a little, that even prior to that, what one sees is that the French are very bitter. The French had lost their territories in Indochina. The French were losing their territories in the continent of Africa. And this iconic Algeria, which they treated as a territory of their own, is also being lost. It was painful to the French, and the pogrom that then followed, the French, the Pieds Noirs, nearly a million of them were forced to run away from Algeria and back to France. And what they did was unimaginable. Everything that could be called a symbol of development in Algeria was destroyed, and they, in a manner of speaking, designed a program that was meant to return Algeria to the Stone Age. That is the country that Ahmed Ben Bella inherited, so that even in that new environment of political independence, Algeria was laboring under the weight of an economy that was thoroughly decimated. So he starts from an economic disadvantage. He starts in a community where the relationship between the Arabs and Berbers is also not as cordial as it should be. He starts from a standpoint where the colonizing power is also hostile. And he remains in power from 1963 to 1965, when his own defense minister, Houari Boumediene, overthrows his government. And the Houari Boumediene government, of course, comes into place at a time when the agitation for Pan-Africanism is also alive and well, so that Algeria finds itself embroiled in a very interesting scenario that characterized the northern part of Africa or the Maghreb at that time, when you are talking about Pan-Arabism, which is articulated by individuals such as Gamal Abdel Nasser of Egypt, Habib Bourguiba of Tunisia, and King Mohammed of Morocco, and then King Hassan. And of course, in Algeria, you have Ahmed Ben Bella at that time. So when Ben Bella is overthrown and Houari Boumediene comes in, it is at a difficult period, and Houari Boumediene, to his credit, does gamble for a long time and remains in power until 1978, after which we know that there were many leaders such as Chadli Bendjedid, and later, of course, we had Bouteflika, who himself tried very much to revive the Pan-Africanism that had been articulated by Ahmed Ben Bella. And of course, we go through an Algeria that is facing difficulties and an Algeria that wants to play the role of a unique Maghreb country which embraces not only pan-Arabism but also pan-Africanism. And that is the Algeria that we have currently, of course, with the presidency of Ahmadinejad Tebboune, who has inherited a country with a rich history. But it is important, therefore, to talk about Algeria as a unique country. Unique in the sense that, unlike your typical classical colony, she was not a colony from the eyes of the colonizer. Unique in the sense that, by dint of constitutional provisions, the colonizers saw Algeria as a country which was a part of its territory. And indeed, there were elements within Algeria itself, people of Algerian extraction, who did not want independence and were saying that they would prefer to remain a part of France and be a territory that enjoys autonomy. That is a history that was unique amongst the peoples who were colonized, and Algeria therefore stands out in that regard. And that is why I think its pan-African credentials have remained alive, even when there were circumstances and instances when we did not have the spirit of Ahmed Ben Bella, when we had interruptions, but we saw that spirit being rekindled during the presidency of Bouteflika. And one hopes that going forward, we will see an Algeria that plays a critical role. But as we speak now, there is already a spat between Algeria and France once again. And this has come about with the far-right movement that we now begin to see emerging in France. And they are targeting foreigners, including persons of Algerian descent, most of whom are to be found in France in cities such as Marseille, and of course with quite a discernible presence even in Paris itself. So Algeria's relationship with France remains tenuous, and we know that there are many Algerians who became naturalized as French men and women, and that tension exists. And even in the year 2024 and the year 2025, we continue to see those tensions, which are undergirded by the history that we have articulated, the short history. So our Algeria is a unique country, unique in the sense that the colonizer did not see it as a colony, unique in the sense that they did not accept to be subdued by the colonizer, however described, unique in the sense that it produced some individuals who later became iconic in the Pan-African movement, unique in the sense that they produced in Bouteflika and of course in Ahmed Ben Bella, leaders who were not simply pan-Arabist, but also pan-Africanist in the classical sense as articulated by the founders of pan-Africanism, such as W.E.B. Du Bois and of course Kwame Nkrumah. That is Algeria, the home of Ahmed Ben Bella, the home of Bouteflika, and now under the presidency of Ahmadinejad Tebboune, Algeria, a part of Africa in the Maghreb. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Let us say our bye-byes as we continue the conversation about the continent of Africa. Thank you, and see you again.